social life. No time to find myself a woman. A woman to love and cherish. A woman to cosset me. A woman to give me comfort. No. All I've had are bits of fluff and patience. All those patience dying, passing away, passing clouds.
Roy Hudd and Emma Fielding star in Visitors, new to 4 Extra, on Friday morning at 11:15 and again in the evening at 9:15.
The wife was asleep like a log. She had ready the fireplace.
Hi, folks. I'm Ken Dodd.
I'm Lee Mack.
I'm Robin Ince.
I'm Gillian Reynolds.
I'm David Nobbs.
I'm Neil Innes.
And on Saturday, we'll be listening to Les.
Join me, Ray Peacock, and a host of special guests as we take a look at the life and work of Les Dawson.
Do you know, it's absolutely useless talking to you, eh? Your mind is an absolute cesspit.
I'll do me best.
Listening to Les. Saturday morning at 9 and again in the evening at 7 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's an Ambridge Extra Omnibus extravaganza this morning on Radio 4 Extra. We're running the whole of the latest series back-to-back until 6 o'clock. For more information and to listen to the programmes that would normally be in this slot, visit the Radio 4 Extra website.
So, here we are. You'll be more comfortable.
Yeah, I should certainly think so.
This is their very best suite.
I'll have to be careful I don't get lost. No, to be perfectly serious, Vitaly, I was happy in my old room. There is only one of me.
It's not a problem.
I know, but...
You've booked at our family rate. The hotel is very kind to us.
Well, okay then.
So, enjoy it.
Yeah, if you say so.
Very soon you will be able to see my hotel from this window. And then you will be wishing you are staying there.
Well, for the time being, I think this will do.
Good. I'm pleased you like it.
Yeah, sure.
No, no. You can feather your nest.
Hey?
Settle in.
Oh, yeah.
Your car will come in half an hour.
Right.
You will enjoy this evening. It's a very exclusive gallery in Budva.
Well, looking forward to it. Cheers, Vitaly. Brenda, hi.
Matt, thank God. I was worried I wouldn't be able to get through to you.
I'm not in the third world, you know. Not by any stretch.
I don't know anything. Lillian won't tell me what's going on.
All right.
When I turned up for work yesterday, all she'd say was that you were staying on it for a few days on business.
Yeah, that's right, I am.
But she wouldn't tell me what it's about. And when I asked, she nearly bit my head off. She's in a right state, Matt.
Is she now?
I mean, like, just a few minutes ago, I know she's been crying.
Brenda, listen.
And I can hardly tell her to snap out of it. But I need some guidance, Matt. I've held the fort as best I can for 2 weeks.
Then you can carry on for a little while longer.
No, I can't. There's stuff you need to deal with. There's the Gilbert's Cross development and the flats in Farndale.
Well, they'll keep.
And you've got meetings this week. Do you want me to cancel them?
Look.
And if I do cancel them, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. Why can't Lillian go?
I told you, she's a mess.
Well, that's not my fault.
And it's not my fault either. I'm paid to be an assistant, not run your business for you. What's happened?
Nothing. Look, Lillian said she could handle things by herself, so take it up with her.
But I want...
It's not my problem, okay?
No, it's not okay. At least tell me when you're coming back. Matt?
Brenda, I can't talk now.
No, hang on.
I'm going out. You'll just have to work it out with Lillian.
Matt,
I'm sorry.
You can't just twink...
Sorry, sweetheart. I'm busy here.
Sir, I'm afraid...
Put your phone away. I can't speak to him now.
And I think you need to tell him this.
And I said I'm not going to. Listen to me, Luca.
I am listening, sir.
Say, I'm busy helping the business. I'll call him tomorrow. What? You can't remember this?
He won't like it.
Are you paid to worry about my father's feelings?
Yes, I am.
You are paid to do what I tell you.
Charlie!
Now go on.
Of course, sir.
Matt, my good friend.
Here you are.
How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Glass of champagne?
Oh. You know, I didn't realise I was going to have the car to myself.
Oh, you don't mind. I had things to do.
No, no, it's no problem. I enjoyed the ride. Yeah. Thanks. Well, this is all very trendy.
All the way here to look at the art, not the waitresses. She's very pretty, it's true.
Yeah.
But look at this piece, for instance.
Ah, yeah.
The artist is Rajko Batak. Have you heard of him?
No, I don't think so.
He trained in Belgrade before the war. Now he lives in New York.
Oh, right.
You see how he takes traditional fabrics to create a collage. It reminds you of Fields, yes?
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe even Muslim. What do you call them? The carpets.
Oh, yeah. Prayer mats.
That's it. So the past meets the future in his work.
Yeah, if you say so. Looks more like an old quilt to me.
A quilt?
Yeah, you know, what grannies mates put over their beds. How much are you going for?
Let me... there. See?
You serious? I could buy a top-of-the-range motor for that. Well, talk about the Emperor's new clothes.
I was going to buy it.
Oh.
For the hotel.
Were you?
You don't think it's good investment?
Oh, I didn't say that. I mean, it's like anything, isn't it? If you think it'll go up in value.
Exactly.
I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea. What do I know, eh? It's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Excuse me, sir.
Luca, what is this now?
He's insisting he talk to you. I couldn't say no.
Matt, I'm so sorry. I must take this call.
No, sure.
He won't wait.
Do what you have to. I'm fine.
Whew. It's one of Rajko's best, don't you think?
Hmm?
I can see it caught your attention.
Oh, you mean the arch?
Yes, of course. His use of color is so confident.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of Fields, wouldn't you say? Hmm.
And where did you read that? In the sales brochure?
I didn't read it anyway.
No?
No. Someone said it to me.
My name is Tatiana.
Hi, I'm Matt. Matt Crawford.
Да, папа. Потому что говорил с кем-то. Нет, я не собираюсь. Ну ты мне доверяешь? Ну ладно, но это было в прошлом году. Нет, я не собираюсь. Окей, понял. There, you can have your phone back.
You see? He feels very strongly.
I don't need you embarrassing me, okay?
Of course.
So no more interruptions.
Very well.
Good.
But sir, you won't be buying any art tonight, will you?
What?
Your father, he's very clear about that.
No, it's all rubbish anyway. Go and wait by the car. I have my guests to look after.
I know what I like when I see it. Let me put it that way.
Ah, is that right?
Yeah, I have a few nice pieces at home.
And have you got your eye on anything here?
That would be telling.
But not the Batak.
No.
Although you did try to pretend.
Well, I didn't want to rain on your parade.
Rain on my what?
You seem to like it.
I still do. In fact, I think I'm going to buy it.
You are? Wow. Where's your money?
Oh, actually, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your husband here?
No. I'm not married. I'm buying it for my employer.
Oh, right.
But he's back in Russia.
Well, you better hope he likes it, then.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter if he does. What matters is that people know that he's bought it.
Well, got something to prove, has he?
I'm sorry?
Using money to keep score. We can all play that game.
So, what brings you to a place like this?
I'm with a friend, Vitaly Kedrov.
Vitaly?
What's your name?
All the Russians out here know Vitaly.
Well, I suppose that's not a surprise. He's a pretty big player.
You can't ignore Vitaly. And where are you from?
Me? London originally.
Ah, I thought so.
Yeah? What gave it away?
Your accent is so wonderful.
You ring?
I love it.
Then tonight is your lucky night, because I can go on talking like this for hours. If you'll let me.
You are funny.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Matt, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. I'm enjoying chatting to,
Tatiana?
Vitaly, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. You?
Very well.
I think you've got some competition, Vitaly. Tatiana's got her eye on your collage, too.
Have you really?
Oh, you can't be surprised. It's the best piece here. I expect there are a few of us who would like it.
Well, not me.
What? I thought you were interested.
I was considering it, but I have changed my mind. It's like a quilt an old granny might make.
Oh.
Is that what you said, Matt, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Excuse me. Matt?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
In fact, let me give you my card.
All right. I don't think I've got any of mine on me, I'm afraid.
Don't worry. I won't forget.
Good. Cheers.
Vitaly, до свидания.
До свидания.
Bye.
What did she want to talk about?
I don't know, nothing really. We were just discussing art.
Well, it's too much art for me.
Oh, shame.
Let's go. These people bore me.
Well, I was happy.
We can have a better time somewhere else.
All right then. Pity though.
I have something much more interesting to discuss with you. Where shall we go?
I have no idea.
A bar, a club, back to the hotel?
Maybe not a club.
Luca, take us back to Tivat. You're hungry?
Well, I could eat.
Good. I know a place.
Great.
We can talk in private. Well, come on, drive. Cigar?
Oh, thanks. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
It's about the development back in St. Pete's.
St. Petersburg?
That's right. Luxury homes with an English theme.
Ah.
It is much the same as what you do.
Yeah, well, it could be. Go on, carry on.
We have land on the edge of the city. It will be like an English park with a pretty cottages and mansions, very traditional.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
Just like your own tower house.
Tower house?
Yes. It's what the wealthy people of St. Petersburg want. And of course, it will be very secure. We will have guards 24 hours a day.
All right.
The ordinary people will not be able to get in.
So, it's a gated community?
Exactly. A gated community.
Yeah. Well, I've been involved with similar developments before.
You have?
Absolutely. Buyers like the exclusivity.
Yes.
And they'll pay a premium for it too. No, I've built 3 or 4 estates.
Estates? Good. Well, an Englishman's home is his castle.
Yeah, so they say.
And now we hope so will be Russians.
Yeah, maybe. So what? You're looking for an investment? Because I am pretty heavily invested already.
No, I wouldn't ask you to invest.
No? I mean, I've got a sum of money I've not been able to allocate.
Oh.
Yeah, for various reasons.
Actually, I was not going to ask you for money.
No?
I think you can be a consultant. We would employ you for your advice. To be what's the word?
Authentic?
Authentic, yes. Much better if you have an Englishman involved.
Ah, yeah, I see.
This will be the best private homes in St. Petersburg, my friend. You have seen my hotel. You know, we don't pinch the pennies, as you say.
That's for sure. So, all you want is advice?
We want your seal of approval.
Right. Well, you're right. It is an interesting offer.
Good.
Though it's a tricky one.
Why?
Well, it's not the sort of thing I'd usually consider. I mean, I only ever normally work in the UK.
You were going to work here.
Yeah, it's true.
Montenegro, St. Petersburg, what's the difference?
No, I know, but...
Business is business.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I'd definitely like to find out more. Maybe if you could show me some details.
Why not to come to St. Petersburg? I'm serious.
St. Petersburg?
You can see the site. I can take you to my offices.
Right.
Give you all the details.
Okay.
And discuss your fee.
St. Petersburg. Right.
Oh, do you need to go back to England?
No. No, not especially. I mean, I've got people back home who can handle things for me.
Then where is the problem?
Quite. Absolutely.
And of course, if you would like to bring someone with you...
Sorry?
A personal assistant.
Useful, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, 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 that'll be fine.
You see? Good cigar.
Oh, yeah, 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 very good.
I think we will smoke many more together.
I hope so.
I guarantee it. I promise you, my friend, Vitaly Kidrov does not disappoint.
St. Petersburg.
That's what I said.
You said it, I still don't believe
it. It's very simple, Brenda. I've been offered a job.
In St. Petersburg?
I think we've established that. It's as a consultant on a new housing development.
Matt.
And I want you to fly out as my PA.
I can't.
Of course you can. Don't worry about Lillian.
No, really, I can't. I'm not your employee anymore.
You what?
She hasn't told you then.
Oh, Lillian? Well, what's she done?
Nothing. It was me. I quit. A couple of days ago, I just had enough.
Right.
I couldn't breathe without her flying off the handle. And you won't give me a straight answer to anything.
Okay, okay.
Lillian was expecting me to do everything.
No, 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 listen, it's
I
fine.
I mean, I'm sorry, Matt.
No, no,
but
no,
I could
no.
earn just as much money with a lot less
Brenda,
stress.
Brenda, it don't matter. In fact, it might be better. At least you won't have to speak to Lillian.
Sorry?
You can still come out and help me. Wait, hang on.
Matt?
There's somebody at the door. Just stay on the line. Yes, yes, all right. Ah, Matt. Vitaly. Everything okay?
Yes, I just need your passport.
My passport?
Luca, wait outside.
What do you need my passport for?
So we can get your visa. We're flying tonight.
Oh, right. Tonight. I hadn't realised. What, you've bought the tickets then?
Tickets?
Yeah, for the plane.
No, there is no tickets.
But...
You don't need them when you own the plane. We are taking my private jet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just assumed... Private jet. Okay, well, yeah, well, that's welcome news. Yeah, flying commercial is always such a chore, isn't it?
We are leaving at 6 o'clock.
Good, good. 6 is fine.
A 3-hour flight.
Great.
So, your passport?
Of course, only, I'm just a bit confused. Shouldn't it take a few days to get a visa?
Matt, we know the right people. It's just a formality.
Ah, okay.
Although, of course, we shouldn't wait too long. We are not magicians.
Sure, yeah. Here you go.
Look, we'll deal with it. Quickly, please. You will have it back very soon.
No, no, not a problem.
Now a drink?
Oh.
To our friendship. You haven't been on board my yacht yet.
Well, no.
So I must show you.
Yeah, but I do need to pack.
No, no. My people will do that. It's so tedious.
Oh, okay. Though I do have a phone call I need to finish.
Sorry, have I interrupted?
No, no, just business back home. Look, make yourself comfortable. I'll go in the bedroom.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Try the sofa. I don't think I've even used it yet. Brenda, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Who was that?
Listen, forget about Amside. Just come out to St. Petersburg.
How can I forget? I'd still be working for you.
No, no, no. This is different, though. You should meet this guy I'm dealing with. Well, you heard him. Minted? Don't begin to describe it.
So who is he?
Look him up. Kedrov Holdings. He's flying me over in his private jet.
Private jet? Seriously?
And he's expecting me to have a PA.
Oh, Matt, I don't...
I only need you for a few days and you can have some of that as an holiday. What's there to worry about?
No, I'm not worried.
I'll cover your flight, just stick it on a card and I'll pay you back.
Yeah, I suppose I could, but...
I mean, you're not going to find another job in the next week, are you?
Well, that's true.
So, you can sit around twiddling your thumbs or you can have an all-expenses-paid trip to Russia.
Okay, okay, let me think about it.
I promise it'll be a damn sight better than being in Ambridge.
No, like I say, just... Give me some time, okay?
Well, don't take too long. Whoa, slow down. I don't normally drink vodka.
Nonsense. Между первый и второй перерывчик небольшой.
Meaning?
First drink is quickly followed by the second. На здоровье.
На здоровье. So tell me. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty?
Yeah, this consultancy. What's it going to involve?
Matt, not now.
Huh?
Wait until you have seen the project.
Yeah, but look...
Now we relax.
Still, be nice to have an idea.
You want to know how much you'll be paid?
Well?
How much does your business make in a year?
Hard to say. I mean, market conditions aren't great at the moment.
You see, you play your cards close to your chest.
Well, I do all right, let me put it like that.
Very English. Then I must try to be English too, yes?
Damn well, fair dues.
I will show you my cards when we get to St. Petersburg. What about you, Matt?
Me?
Are you married?
Nah, not for a while.
Children?
None. None that I know of.
Matt, you're my friend.
To be honest, it suits me just fine.
But why? My wife, children, I don't see them enough.
Where do they live, in St. Petersburg?
France. We are separated. I hope that maybe this will one day change, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here on my phone, my two girls with their mother. Beautiful, yes?
Oh, yeah, very.
My father says he hopes that she will reform me, but a man must be a man, yes?
Oh, yeah.
He's a lion.
Yeah.
He must have many lionesses in his pride.
Yep. That's how it used to be. You know, I was reading about some Serbian king bloke. He had women all over the place. One of them was Winston Churchill's mum, apparently. I tell you, the world ain't half changed.
You're right.
And not for the better.
My father, he tells me I don't try hard.
This is why you can't let people too close. They want to trap you, Vitaly, with guilt. I mean, my half-brother.
Yeah.
He died recently. And even though I barely knew him, I mean, you have to understand, this guy, he tried to take everything from me. And, you know, I still feel like it was my fault.
Of course.
Even though he only got what was coming.
Because you are a good man. That's why. More?
Oh, go on then. In vodka veritas, eh? Never mind. Who was that woman?
What woman?
What woman? At the gallery, the one who gave me her card.
Oh.
Tatiana, that was her name. She put lead in your pencil.
I don't know her that well.
Hey, now there's an English phrase for you.
But what about your business partner? Very beautiful. Just a business partner? I don't think so.
Lillian, nah. I mean, yeah, there used to be more to it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But that was a long time ago. Nah, she's not up to much.
No lead in your pencil.
No, that's about right. Now, to be honest, Vitaly, if you don't mind, I'd rather forget.
Then we must make a toast to the past behind and to the future ahead.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
And to our success.
Absolutely. To our success. Oh.
Beth, where are you going? This way.
I know. I still need to check out.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'll check your luggage.
Oh, cheers, thanks.
Can I help?
You certainly can.
Would you like to check out?
How did you know that?
If you could give me your key card.
Ah, yeah, now, where have I put it? Oh, God, no, that's my phone. One sec.
No problem.
Let's see. Yeah, hello, Lillian.
Matt, I wasn't expecting you to answer.
Ah, yeah, found it.
Thank you, sir.
Matt, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
What's happening? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Lillian. Don't you worry, you know, you can trust me. Now, what do you want?
It's Brenda. She's resigned.
I know.
What do you mean, you know?
She called.
Did she? Right, well, you'll know then that she stormed out on Tuesday. I thought if I gave her some time, she'd change her mind. I mean, some of the things she said to me, I don't expect she told you.
Your bills.
Oh, yeah, Todd.
It's very hurtful.
How much?
What do you expect? I haven't told her why you're not here.
And what, is this with the discount?
Discount?
I don't know what to tell anyone. I'm beside myself.
Yeah, I'm with Vitaly Kedrov. He has a special rate.
Oh, yes, that's correct. Will you be paying by credit card?
Matt, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Look, I need you. The work's piling up and I can't... can't do it on my own.
Well, you just have to hope Brenda comes back then, won't you?
Pat!
Here.
Thanks.
What's the matter with you? Don't you care?
Look,
I know what I've done, but we still have to deal with it. You can't just...
Yeah, well, I haven't time to worry about this now, all right?
Haven't time?
Your PIN number, sir?
It's ridiculous. You need to come home.
And I will, just as soon as I've finished out here. In the meantime, get a temp pin or something.
A temp?
Yeah, look, now, I've got to go.
Matt!
Right.
You just need to put in the number.
Yes, I know.
Matt, your luggage is ready.
Oh, right.
They've taken it to the car.
Yeah, fine. I'm just finishing settling up.
You see, they give you a good rate, my friend.
Yeah, very reasonable.
They must keep my friends happy.
Your card, sir.
So you're ready?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's anything else.
This way then. The plane is waiting for us.
Sure, okay. Well, thanks for your help.
Not at all, sir. Have a safe trip.
Sit where you like. We are the only two flying today.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Whoa! Whew. All that vodka's wiped me out.
Here's your passport.
Oh, right. Fantastic. So, my visa's all sorted then?
It's all arranged. Долго еще до взлета? Наша башня уже дала добро на взлет.
Brenda, you took your time.
You said by the end of the day.
Well, come on, be quick. We're about to take off.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Are you coming?
What the hell? It's not an opportunity that's going to come along again.
Right. So, when do you think you'll be there?
Well, I've started sourcing a visa.
Oh, that's my girl.
And I can just do it. I've had a look at flights. The only ones I can get all have stopovers.
Well, if that's your only option.
So it's okay then? You'll pay for the hotel?
Hotel?
If I'm staying the night in Copenhagen, I'm not sleeping in the terminal.
Oh, yeah, fine. Just make sure it's a cheap one, yeah?
Another drink, my friend.
Is there anything you want me to bring with me?
No.
Are you sure? What about a laptop? I mean, I haven't got the AmSide one anymore.
Vodka?
No, really.
I could bring my own. It's a bit slow and the battery doesn't last long.
What's that? Yeah, fine.
So you do want me to bring a laptop?
Of course.
Okay. And what about clothes?
I've no idea.
Well, neither have I. I'll pack my suit, but are we going to any posh do's?
Here you are.
Well, I need to dress up.
No, Vitaly, I couldn't.
Oh, it's only a small one.
Well...
Matt?
Yes. That sounds encouraging. I think we need to prepare for all eventualities.
Nazdravia.
Is that everything?
Well, no, not really.
Good. Let's keep in touch by email then.
Matt.
One second. If you send me your schedule, I'll make sure we coordinate.
All right.
Cheers.
If you can't discuss it now.
Precisely.
What?
Mind yourself. And you better sit down.
I think maybe you're right, though.
You'll be in touch then.
That'd be best.
Wow. I can hardly believe this is happening.
No. Neither can I.
Okay then. I'll see you in Russia.
So Brenda's adventure begins here. The drama continues in just a few moments. Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson and produced and directed by Julie Beckett. The editor was Vanessa Whitburn.
The BBC Radio New Comedy Award has begun.
Yes, you wish you'd thought of it first, don't you?
You know that.
And the lineup for the semi-finals is taking shape.
Find out the winner of this heat tonight.
Listen again to all the highlights and results from our first heat, direct from Edinburgh.
Glasgow's always been my favourite city in the whole world, but the second I arrived here, tonight, in Edinburgh, all that changed immediately. Now it's Reykjavik.
2013 BBC Radio New Comedy Award here on Radio 4 Extra.
You should all try it.
Catch up with Heat 1 online now at the BBC Radio 4 Extra website.
I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm quite exhausted.
And you can also hear the second heat of the BBC Radio New Comedy Award in the Comedy Club this Friday night at 10:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's an Ambridge Extra Omnibus extravaganza this morning on Radio 4 Extra. We're running the whole of the latest series back-to-back until 6 o'clock. For more information and to listen to the programmes that would normally be in this slot, visit the Radio 4 Extra website.
God, I'm so glad you found me.
Oh, I did say I'd pick you up.
It's been such a long journey.
So, how was Copenhagen?
It's got a very nice airport.
Well, go on. Give the man your suitcase.
Huh?
This is our ride.
Are you serious? Oh, spasibo.
After you.
Wow, okay then. This is amazing.
Just you wait.
I think I'm liking St. Petersburg already.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And your guy's paying for all this?
This, the hotel, everything.
He must really think you can do a lot for him.
What can I say? He recognises British class. Now, Brenda, just remember you're my PA.
I know.
We're going straight to his office to just act professional.
What? We're not going to the hotel?
No.
But I've only just arrived.
I know, but we need to give the impression this is all just run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill?
I'll do the talking. All you need to do is stand there and look pretty.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he'll like you.
Matt!
And don't say too much about Amside. He thinks I've got a whole building full of staff back home.
What the hell's going on?
I told you, we're going to see the plans for the housing development.
No, I know that, but
shh,
what...
Shh.
Matt... What's happened? Why aren't you talking to Lillian?
Never you mind. Doesn't affect this.
Of course it does.
Look, it's personal.
Not when she's still pestering me, it isn't.
Eh?
She hasn't stopped ringing, pleading with me to come back to Amside.
What did you tell her? She doesn't know I'm in Russia, does she?
Yes.
Oh, Brenda!
She was going to find out somehow. And anyway, it's not my job to start lying to her.
All right, all right.
You need to speak to her, Matt. She wants to know what's going on.
Of course she does.
Just give her a call.
Okay.
At least just to reassure her.
I said I would, didn't I? Now, can we concentrate on getting this meeting right? I've got more important things to worry about than Lillian. Vitaly!
Good afternoon. Brenda, yes?
That's right.
Very pleased to meet you.
Brenda's my top bod. She's familiar with all my affairs.
Someone has to keep him under control.
Would you like a drink? Tea?
No.
No.
Better not. In fact...
Good. Then we can begin. Let me just lower the lights.
Do you want me to take notes?
Yeah, of course.
You can see the screen, yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
So, this is our vision for Kensington Gardens.
Kensington Gardens?
Yeah, it's the name of the development.
Oh.
Here you see, of course, St. Petersburg.
What are you doing?
Looking for my notebook.
And here, north of Pushkin, is where we will build. Are you okay?
Yes, yeah, sorry. With you now.
So this land, Vitaly, is it farmland?
Yes.
But you own the freehold?
We have acquired it, yes.
And the general area, what is it, affluent?
There are many expensive homes here. And also the Catherine and Alexander Palace.
What about transport?
Yeah, it's fine, Brenda, just take your notes.
No, but I'm saying you've got two main roads, though.
And the airport's nearby.
So it's well connected.
Yes, it's very convenient.
Right, very good.
Should I carry on?
Please.
So, this is now what we call the High Street. Each property will have a suitable English name. Sangregam, High Grove...
Oh, that's so strange.
Strange? In what way?
It looks just like something you might see in England. It's a lot like Grange Spinney.
Grange Spinney?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a little larger, but style-wise. Grange Spinney's a development of mine.
This is good, then.
Don't you think, Brenda?
Absolutely.
And what, is it speculative or are you selling off plan?
Off plan? Our clients, they like to tailor the design.
That's great. It's always nice to have the money up front.
Yeah, no, it's good.
We want to give them their dream English home.
Oh, great. Look, I'm really sorry, but I haven't been to the loo since I left for the airport.
Of course. Turn right, go past the stairs, then it's left, and then left again.
Okay, thanks. I think I've got that.
No problem.
Left and then left again.
So, my friend, you like what you see?
So far, yeah. Looks very promising.
With your help, we can make it perfect. Just like your Grange Spinet.
Grange Spinet, yeah, sure.
Oh,
sorry.
I didn't mean to. Did I step on your toe?
My toe?
Your foot. I didn't...
No, no. You didn't step on my toes.
Oh, good. Well, sorry anyway.
No problem.
You don't happen to know where the boardroom is? I've got myself a bit lost. I went to the bathroom and
I'll show you. You're heading the right way.
Oh, thanks. I should have left a trail of breadcrumbs.
So, who are you meeting with?
Vitaly Kedrov.
You're meeting with Vitaly?
That's right. Well, my boss is. I'm just his PA.
I see.
Do you...